Welcome again to Sports Report, our regular review of the sporting scene around Topperton. And first, it's cricket, and a chance to round up a Lancashire League season that saw both Wolston and Topperton finish on a high. In fact, it was a sky-high finale for Wolston, who ended their debut campaign by clinching the championship with a 5-wicket victory over Rawtenstall. Due reward for a season which yielded 20 victories and just a single defeat in their penultimate match. And there was further cause for celebration, with both the second and third teams winning their respective league titles. The third 11 were led by the evergreen Albert Ross, a fine advert for the over-60s. Topperton also achieved their goal of finishing in the top 12 to guarantee a place in the First Division when the league divides for next season, thanks to a 72-run victory over Bacup on a wet and overcast final day. And there was some blooming good news for Halifax League club Bridgeholme, whose picturesque ground on the banks of the Rochdale Canal won a gold award from Yorkshire in Bloom. Football next, and troubled times to Topperton Borough, whose Lancashire Amateur League defeat at Newton Heath Locos was described by manager Andy Pilling as horrible after his players were subjected to verbal and physical threats by the opposition. Two players, one from each side, were sent off, and there was more disciplinary problems for Pilling a fortnight later when two more of his players were sent off in a turbulent 5-2 defeat at Little Lever, a defeat that was followed by an 8-1 reverse against Oldham Humerlands. Meanwhile, Woodhouse made a steady start to life in the Halifax Sunday League by drawing their opening two matches against Thrumhall and Barham Top before securing their first victory against King Cross. Now golf. A long-serving Topperton member, Paul Snook, has shown his appreciation of 47 happy years at the club by sponsoring the construction of a bridge over a new drainage ditch on the first fairway. Snooky's bridge, bearing a close resemblance to the famous bridge over Swilcombe Burn at St Andrews, was designed by Paul, a former club captain and president, and built by club member Stephen Hayes. And finally, fell running. And another victory for Topperton Harriers' Annie Roberts, who led the women home in the Yorkshireman Off-Road Marathon, 17 gruelling miles on the hills around Howarth. And teammate Chris Goddard broke the course record in winning the Open to Offers, as in Offers Dyke, 30-mile Ultra Wales race in North Wales.